Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Thursday, September 12th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. In today's only notable bit of Broadway news, a musical adaptation of Real Women Have Curves will arrive on Broadway sometime in 2025. The show, based on the 1990 play of the same name, which spawned a 2002 motion picture, made its world premiere last winter at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where critics were divided. Set in 1987 in a Mexican-American community in Los Angeles, it is a coming-of-age story that follows an 18-year-old woman torn between the decision to stay home and work at a garment factory with her immigrant parents and moving to New York City to study at Columbia University. Real Women Have Curves features an original score by Benjamin Velez and Grammy winner Joy Huerta, with a book by Lisa Loomer. The musical is directed and choreographed by Tony winner Sergio Trujillo. The lead producers of the project are Barry and Fran Weisler, who's currently running Revival of Chicago, as the longest-running American musical in Broadway history, and Jack Noseworthy, Trujillo's husband. As of now, it was not revealed exactly when next year it would be coming to New York. The cast, a venue, and dates will be announced later. Real Women Have Curves is being capitalized for $16.5 million, according to the New York Times. To sign up for early access to Broadway tickets, visit realwomenhavecurvesbroadway.com. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.